Young girls in primary schools in targeted districts will from today to the 22nd of this month receive the second vaccination for the human papilloma virus, HPV. The vaccination is aimed at eliminating cervical cancer from the country. The manager of the expanded program on immunization, Dr. Kojo Ntriejei, in an interview with Radio Ghana, said the response from the first exercise was encouraging, but recognized the need for more education. He spoke with Georgette Cool.
We did the first round from 11th to 15th of February. And the second round is actually supposed to start from Monday 18th through to 22nd of March. Seven in the central region, that's the Uchu Senya. We also have Aguna West and Ekus and Antiman. And then the northern region, we have districts like Kolon, Kumbungu, Yendi, and the East Gonja, that is Selaga.
How was the response of young girls towards the exercise?
I think the response was encouraging, but there were some few refusals on the basis of some religion, and some felt that the vaccine will make them better. So from the reasons given, we also felt there was the need for more education so that who are afraid can be more or less educated to get the real essence of the vaccination, which is actually to prevent the disease and not to give them any bad disease.
Apart from this, were there any other challenges during the exercise?
Obviously, there are always challenges. It's a school-based program, so we're going to school, and the exercise was also, the timing was a bit difficult for us. We have to deliver three rounds within the year, so we needed some beat, and we did it. Because it's a demonstration program, we were able to reach our target. But a lot of education is required. In some cases, you go to a school and either they informed in advance and things, but generally, once the team was there, they were receptive. With the demonstration, lessons will be learned. Then we'll draw up a strategy to cover the entire country called the vaccine and the vaccination program, and then put it before the policymakers so that the necessary funds are raised to get the program expanded nationwide. And then the other program was with the ages of the students, because we were aiming at P4 and P5, and the target was to reach children around 9 and 10 years. But we saw that some of the people in P4 and 5 were 12 years, 15 years, and then so quite well outside the age range. But it's all going to give us information so that when we eventually analyze critically the various age groups, it will guide us and make decisions in future and what to target.
The schools under these targeted areas, yes. Does it include the private schools or solely government schools?
No, it includes private schools. Every school, because they are all Ghanaians and we are vaccinating Ghanaians, so we don't actually discriminate.
Manager of the expanded program on immunization, Dr. Kwejo Ntriejei.